Blog Talk Radio.
Daily Complaint. It is 2016 and we have not been on the air yet this year, so welcome to the Daily Complaint, folks. My name is Dana Schaffman. I will be your hostess. I will be your cruise director. I will definitely, without a doubt, get you through our first show of the Daily Complaint for 2016. So welcome back. Welcome back to everybody, to you, to me, to everybody. So thrilled to be back to help those of you who are in need of help, advice, direction, motivation, resources, any of the above. If anything is ringing a bell, that's what we're here to do, is to help you. I'm going to do a little introduction of myself. I'm going to try not to make it long because we've got something interesting to talk about today. We're going to talk about negative net present value, or NPV. Pretty crazy way mortgage servicers are denying borrowers for mortgage assistance. So we're going to talk about that because we actually had a case in here that we had been working on for 2 years, folks, 2 years. And we're going to talk about the HUD counseling per individual that sent us this client in a second, too. So anyway, let me back up. So excited to be with you guys. I can't even tell you how exciting it is for me as your host, as your cruise director, as your whatever, the person that's going to help you, your consumer rights advocate, to be back here at the Daily Complaint. Thank you for giving me the time to have a baby, my first and probably only. It was an oops, but the greatest, most wonderful oops ever. So a good oops. But nonetheless, parenting is difficult. I commend those of you who are parents. It's such a hard task, and I'm only 5 months in. So I can only imagine what it's like 5 years, 10 years, 15, 25, whatever, down the road. So anyway, I'm not going to think about that. We don't care about my personal life. Today we're here to talk about you. As borrowers, as homeowners, as consumers, we're here to talk about your rights. We're here to talk about how to assert or exercise your rights. And we're here to get resources if you're up against, say, an NPV or a net present value. Normally, it's a negative net present value decision. And what goes into that decision? Because believe it or not, there are a number of different factors that you have the ability to appeal if they're not correct. And just so you know, so far, 100% of the time that we've received a negative NPV denial, the information is not correct. That would be, again, folks, 100% of the time. So, again, let me back up for a second. I've wasted 4 minutes of the broadcast, but I'm here to waste even more time. And before I do so, let me introduce myself. My name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of End Consulting. Again, let me tell you what that is. My name is Dana Schaffman. It's like the word shaft and man pushed together to form my last name, but there's no T, so it's Dana Schaffman, not Schaffman. In any case, I'm the managing member, owner of End Consulting. End Consulting is a strategic business consulting firm that has been in existence since 2008. The reason I know that is because that's the year I received my real estate license, and you don't forget something like that. So anyway, 2008, we've been in business doing consulting, and we have been focusing on consumer rights now for quite some time, a number of years, I'd say, since about 2009, focusing on consumer rights through a consulting format. So that's what we do, folks. We focus on your rights as consumers, borrowers, homeowners here, and we are here to tell you how you can do that and what resources exist for you as homeowners, borrowers, consumers, and all of that. Why are we doing this? Because, honestly, it drives us crazy that nobody tells you this information, but yet people lose their homes. Crazy. They'll run like 18 brain on drugs commercials. Stupid. Doesn't even get through. Do you think the people on drugs really care or are watching TV brain on drugs commercials? No. So anyways, they're useless, but yet they won't tell you where you can get and assert your consumer rights. So that's what we're here doing. Reason why is that not only do many borrowers, homeowners, consumers that we speak of know about their consumer rights or where to get them, but we also speak to so many mortgage servicers who violate your consumer rights and don't even know that they're doing it because they don't know them. They don't know your rights. So, again, it makes for a lethal combination and one that's deadly to your mortgage or any part thereof with regard to home retention. So you really got to pay attention to what's going on and what they're saying to you when they send you things like a negative NPV denial. They also have a website provided to you by the government. Again, they provide it to you, but they don't tell you that it exists, which is crazy. But it does. And you can actually check your own net present value so you know whether or not you should be approved. And that way, when it says you should be approved, you can print that or, in our case, we save it as a PDF, and then we attach it to the complaint and appeal. We received a negative NPV denial. Anyway, we're going to get to that in a second. But again, let's talk about me. I know that's selfish, but like I said, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of N Consulting. Again, just means I own N Consulting. N Consulting is a consumer rights business consulting company. We're not lawyers. We don't care to be lawyers. I don't think it would benefit our clients in what we do if we were lawyers. I think it would actually provide more obstacles for us to get through. So I think we're a perfect recipe for helping homeowners. And what do we do? Excellent question. We do exactly what we're doing here today. We take clients that have had their rights violated and have not gotten the results that they deserve and or are qualified for because of shenanigans going on the other side of the fence. So we make sure that we shed light on those shenanigans. We report them accordingly. And believe it or not, if you do it enough and long enough, sometimes it only takes 30 days, sometimes it takes 90 days, sometimes it takes, you know, 6 months, sometimes it takes 2 years in this case. If you stay at it long enough and never give up, folks, you eventually get the result you're seeking. But you have to know your rights in order to assert your rights. Okay? That's the motto of the show, is to know your rights and assert your rights. Because if you're lacking one of those things, then you're not going to be successful. You have to know your rights. If you don't know your rights, there is a wealth of information. It's free and online, so you can get it on your smartphones. You can get it wherever. How do you do that? Well, let me tell you, instead of telling you every resource available, let me tell you where you can reach us, and then we'll go from there. So, the show is called The Daily Complaint. Our website is thedailycomplaint.com. That happens to be our show page, and that'll get you to us. You can contact me directly. My contact information is at the bottom of every single show, phone number and email. Contact me directly. You can visit thedailycomplaint.com and contact us through Blog Talk Radio, which is our online radio service provider. You can visit our Facebook and Twitter pages. They're both at the top right of our show page. They're links to Twitter and Facebook, and there's also a link to our website that has a contact us page on it as well. So reality is you can contact us at least probably a dozen different ways by going directly to thedailycomplaint.com. So go there And I promise you, everything that we're going to talk about on the show today, we're actually going to post up at both our Twitter and Facebook pages. That way you guys have everything at your fingertips. You don't have to contact us. Reality is we're really not seeking more business at this point. We're very busy. We've got threats of about 50 clients coming from an attorney that just doesn't want to do this kind of work anymore. Because honestly, it's difficult work. It's not as easy as trying to stop it anymore. Now you actually have to go after the mortgage servicer in order to get what you want. You have to do it by writing regulatory complaints and so on and so forth. And attorneys just want to sue. And right now the courts are not in a position, I think, where they're going to openly let you win the case outright on your first go-around. And if you're up against Bank of America, think about all the money you're going to have to spend to fight them. You know, so again, it's cost prohibitive. Nonetheless, you don't need to hire an attorney. You don't need to hire us. You don't need to hire anybody. You can do it yourself, and that's what we're here doing at thedailycomplaint.com. Excuse me. A little rusty. Pipes are a little rusty, folks. So, sorry about that. Okay, so what are we talking about today, and why do you care? Well, again, let me just remind you, thedailycomplaint.com is where you can reach us. And today we're talking about mortgage fraud, basically, is what we're talking about. Okay. As I discussed before, you have to know your rights in order to assert them. Okay. It's not difficult to know your rights. You have some very basic rights with regard to mortgages. A lot of them rest under RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act. You can Google that and read the whole thing, or I'm sure they have a consolidation online. I've probably read it a million times. And you can Google FDCPA, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. That will tell you what debt collectors, a.k.a. mortgage servicers that are collecting delinquent debt, can and can't do. So if you're in foreclosure, that applies to you. What else? I mean, there's so many different agencies that are out there to help you. Excuse me, it's just a matter of understanding, knowing your rights, and asserting them. So, today we're going to talk about NationStar Mortgage. We're going to talk about NPV denial. NPV stands for net present value. And we're going to talk about how to get over that obstacle. So, for example, the client that came in to our office, excuse me, we're going to call him Willie. Excuse me. Willie had a NationStar serviced account. It was owned by U.S. Bank, and it was originated by Countrywide Home Loans that was sucked up by Bank of America and sold to NationStar when it was sold to U.S. Bank. So it split NationStar services, U.S. Bank owns it or is the trustee, so on and so forth. Okay, so we've been fighting for 2 years for this client to have a pathway to retain his home, okay? They have done everything and denied him every which way we know, okay? They denied him because he had too little income. They denied him because he didn't provide the documentation. They denied him because of net present value. Then they denied him for something else, and then they came back to net present value. Needless to say, after 2 years, and the final denial was a net present value, a negative NPV denial, we figured out what was going on, okay? So, what was going on, you ask? Well, before we answer that, let's talk about what net present value is. And your mortgage loan modification, how that works out. Okay, we're actually going to a website called alllaw.com, and we'll post this up for you. We have no stake in this, nor do we have any validating information that validates that any of this is 100% accurate. But again, you'd think if it's something called alllaw that they would have at least made sure that the information was correct. Nonetheless, like I said, here's the information. Do with it what you'd like. Net present value, NPV, is an indicator of how much an investment is worth. Mortgage lenders calculate the NPV of mortgages to evaluate whether it is more cost effective to provide a borrower with a loan modification or to foreclose. Okay? So those of you who have received a negative NPV or an NPV denial, there you go. That's what they're saying to you, is it's more cost effective to foreclose than to provide you with a loan modification. Okay? So how did they calculate? Well, what is the NPV test? An NPV test is integral to evaluating whether a mortgage is eligible for modification under the Home Affordable Modification Program, HAMP, and is the key step in obtaining a loan modification from your lender. It is a pass-fail test. If the results of the return from modifying the mortgage and you will get a loan if the results of the test show that a modification is NPV positive, this means the investor will get a greater return from modifying the mortgage and you will get a loan modification. If the results are NPV negative, which is what we're talking about here, this means that a foreclosure is a better financial bet for the investor and your loan modification request will be rejected. Okay, for a thorough walkthrough of your loan modification process, they have a link. When HAMP was introduced in 2009, the parameters of the NPV test that mortgage servicer used to determine a borrower's eligibility for a modification were a bit of a mystery. However, this changed when the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, by the way, the Dodd-Frank Act is also where you have a lot of protections as a consumer, was passed in 2010. Now you can go to checkmynpv.com to calculate the NPV of your own mortgage and to learn about the formulas and variables involved in an NPV evaluation. Okay, how is the NPV calculated? This is important, folks, and the reason why is because you need to ask what inputs, what numbers, what figures they're using, because if they're using false figures, chances are they're getting a false result. So you need to go through and make sure all the figures and everything's right. I can't tell you, as I said before, 100% of the time they've been wrong. 100%. And every time they've been wrong, guess what? We've submitted an appeal and we've received a modification. It's insanity, okay? So again, it's your job, unfortunately, it shouldn't be, but it is, to make sure you know your rights and that you're asserting them when you're dealing with any sort of denials or actions or escrow shortages. That's another scam of the day. There's a lot going on under the hood, folks, and you've got to, as if you were fixing your car, you've got to know where all the different parts are and where they go. Okay. Excuse me. I apologize. Like I said, I'm a little rusty. My voice is a little too rusty to handle 30 minutes, but we're going to power through, and then I'm going to tell you about our schedule coming up as we move through the summer months and then when it will change on the other side. So nonetheless, let's talk about how the NPV or net present value of a mortgage is calculated, okay? The loan servicer will look at the NPV of the proceeds expected from a foreclosure and sale of a mortgage property based on reasonable estimates of the number one, current fair market value of the property. Two, cost of foreclose, repair, and maintain the property. Three, cost incurred in marketing and selling the property if not purchased by a third party of the foreclosure sale. And four, net sale proceeds. The servicer will also calculate the NPV of the cash flow expected from a loan modification. Information required from a servicer to assess NPV for a loan modification includes income information from the borrower. Okay, so far, in the plus column, we're talking about value of the property. You have to know your value of the property, otherwise known as an appraisal if it's formal, or a BPO, a broker price opinion, if it's informal. Okay? Income information from the borrower. You need to ask what they used as your monthly gross income. Like I said, 100% of the time they get this crap wrong. Current property value, ding, ding. It's not only on the top, it's in the bottom too. So you have to know what the appraisal amount was and when it was last done on your property And then you have to make sure that you understand what your property is really worth with the improvements and or repairs that need to be done. Okay? Interest rate, including a payment reset if your rate is adjustable, recent credit scores for the borrower, and mortgage debt information, for example, unpaid principal balance, original loan amount, remaining term, so on and so forth. The servicer compares the NPV for modification versus foreclosure. Whichever is higher is the option the servicer will take. If a loan modification makes sense from an NPV perspective, the lender will make sure the borrower can afford the monthly payments and modify the borrower's loan. Loan modification denials due to NPV. They have a section here. Like I said, folks, we're going to post this up in both our Twitter and Facebook pages, okay? I'm also going to post it on my LinkedIn account, but you got to send me a friend request if you want that, or a LinkedIn colleague request or whatever. Anyway, loan modification denials due to NPV. If you were denied a HAMP modification due to NPV evaluation, by the way, the puppy that we used to have in the office is now the full-grown dog that we have in the office. So bear with us. The dog comes. The baby goes to a nanny. Thank God. We don't have both a crying baby and a barking puppy. So let's get through the barking puppy portion of the program. And I don't want to spend my time yelling at him. It's not worth it. I'd rather try and get him to stop in other motion ways and move forward and help you all. So let's ignore the puppy. Like I said, be grateful that the baby is at the nanny's. And that's why our schedule is going to be such in a second. We'll do that. So loan modification denials due to NPV. Before we do this, folks, let's just go and remember you have to know your rights in order to assert your rights. So speaking about knowing your rights, loan modification denials due to NPV. If you were denied a HAMP modification due to your NPV evaluation, go to checkmynpv.com. Again, that's checkmynpv. That stands for net present value, NPV. Checkmynpv.com. Enter the NPV input values your mortgage servicer gave you in your HAMP non-approval notice. Sometimes they don't give it to you. That's why you have to request it when you speak to them, when you know you're not approved. And compare the outcomes on the website and in your notice. You have 30 days to correct any NPV values. If you notice the servicer used incorrect information in their calculation, the servicer must suspend the foreclosure sale and rerun the test to see whether the corrected information leads to a different NPV outcome. Keep in mind that there can be different outputs due to differences in industry standards. So if you receive a result that differs from what your service provided in the notice, save a copy of your online evaluation and discuss it with your mortgage servicer. Like I said, we either print it and fax it over. Our office, we actually save it as a PDF and we attach it to the appeal. So again, folks, what I'm trying to shed light on is you have to know your rights and understand how to assert your rights. If you have any questions, go to thedailycomplaint.com. That's our show page. Contact me. My name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of N Consulting, and we will do our best to get back to you in an extremely timely manner, and therefore we can point you in the right direction to getting help, or if it's something that we feel we can assist you with, we can explore those options moving forward. But like I said, keep in mind that we are a bit maxed out on our side of the fence at N Consulting. So we'll do what we can for you. Okay? So let me tell you about the client and kind of where we're at now. So the client received an approval for a modification. Okay? It's an awesome deal where he's at this point. He is, his loan amount is about $600,000. His property value is $620,000. And his, second mortgage is about $40,000. So he's underwater about $20,000. Okay. He initially had a countrywide first and second done. And they unlawfully, I guess I would say, inflated the value, the property value, to allow for a refinanced first and second cash out, okay, which is highly illegal and what actually caused, or I guess didn't cause, but what was the front end, excuse me, of the mortgage crisis was home values superficially inflating, people taking cash out. So when it crashed, everybody was upside down. Nobody had any money, excuse me, so on and so forth. So nonetheless, this client was right in that, I don't know, breezeway, shall we say, of he totally was in the lane where it was abusive from the beginning, Countrywide, Bank of America, NationStar. We've been battling them for 2 years. Excuse me. He was referred to us by a HUD counselor. Okay. The HUD counselor had been working with him for, I think, like 6 months or so. I don't know where he found our information, but he did. And he illegally, I don't think they're supposed to, gave our client our information and said, you may want to call this company. They seem legitimate. They might be able to help you. So that was 2 years ago. We've been battling NationStar for 2 years. We have filed complaints with regard to the appraisal fraud with the appraisal commission in the state where we're going to call this gentleman Willie, where Willie lives. And Willie and I collaboratively have been mounting as many complaints against NationStar from beginning to end to try to get some of the relief money that Bank of America paid at the end of, I think, 2014 or maybe mid-2015, somewhere around there. They paid $17 billion for the wrongdoing for Countrywide Bank of America selling those loans. And the homeowners never received any of it, and this client still never received any of it, which is a shame. But at least we were able to provide this client with a pathway to home retention. But trust me, we must have filed at least 30 complaints over a two-year period, probably at least two every month, to try and get this client in a position to open up a pathway for mortgage assistance. And like I said, none more important than the last complaint with regard to appraisal fraud. And how did we determine that there was appraisal fraud? We received all the property value and estimates that they were attaching. They were stating his property was worth $750,000, when 15 months prior to that, they stated his property was worth $600,000. So they basically were stating that his property had increased in value $150,000 in just a little over a year, which is a remarkable growth. And not realistic and not even valid. So he had his own appraisal done. He had to pay for it himself. And we had to submit that on his behalf to show that they were erroneously quoting the property value. And it was only until then, and we submitted an appraisal fraud complaint, did we get an approval to move forward with mortgage assistance and home retention. Okay. This client got a 4% rate, I think. Hold on, let me look. Oh, no, a 3-point-something percent interest rate for the life of his loan. It's fixed. It's an awesome deal. There's no relief there, but his property value hopefully should increase over the years, and therefore he'll be right side up with maybe 30% equity in the next couple of years, which is our goal for him, so that he has long-term home retention and has some breathing room in there. So folks, again, it's so important for you to know your rights and understand how to assert them. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Reach out to me. My name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of End Consulting. We're so excited to be back. We're going to be back again next Monday, which is June 6th. We're going to try Mondays and Wednesdays because it coincides with child care for the moment. We're going to do that for the next probably 6 months, and then we'll see where we're at, and we'll rewind. So visit us at The Daily Complaint. We're so excited to be back. Thank you so much for listening. Like I said, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com, and we're more than happy to address your issue, email us, message us, telepathically send us something. If you want us to cover your situation, we can do it anonymously. You don't have to disclose. We won't disclose. But nonetheless, folks, it's so important for you to know your rights, excuse me, and to assert your rights. Can't tell you how important it is. So, folks, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Know your rights. Visit our Facebook and Twitter pages for the information with regard to Check My NPV and what an NPV is. And good luck to you. Again, we'll be back Monday, June 6th. I'm not certain on the time. Just look for us at thedailycomplaint.com, and there are over 300 episodes for you to listen to. Welcome back to The Daily Complaint. So excited to be back to join you folks. So excited to be here to help you. We'll see you on Monday the 6th. Have a great weekend. And know your rights and assert your rights, folks. Thank you so much. Have a great day. We'll be back. Go get them.